Welcome to episode 304 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Another good morning to all, as always.
And to all a good night.
And to all a good night. That's it. Episode 304 in the books.
Title, shortest episode ever.
Sure, we can go with that.
Two exclamations.
Ever with two exclamation points to make it super, like, super excited or whatever it's supposed to be.
Yeah, super excited.
Super excited to be the shortest episode ever.
I mean, it's something different. People like different, right?
It's unique, yeah. You need to bring something new to the table every time. And I think that does it. I think that accomplishes it.
And then we'll follow that with the longest episode ever, which will have to be like 4.5 hours long.
We'll never do a longest episode ever.
I mean, you have to. You got to switch it up for the people.
Okay. I'm not doing a longest episode ever.
What if you did like half of it and I just finished off the last half?
I'm probably not doing half.
What if we had a lot of information? I mean, you can't put a timestamp on entertainment.
I can, actually.
It's unfortunate.
I can.
Shows a low level of commitment.
Does it?
Yep.
Well, then I guess I might as well just go right now because I'm obviously not committed.
That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing by not doing a marathon.
Okay. Well, I'm not committed then because I am not doing a marathon.
What about a 24-hour live stream?
No.
Audio only?
No.
I'll be asleep in like 13 hours.
Yeah.
Just can't stay up like I used to.
We'll have to get Marshall 205 on that one.
Yeah, he'll be awake for 2.5 hours.
You can't, age is finally starting to get to you, huh?
I guess. I mean, I'm good till 1, 2 o'clock, but by, you know, if it gets much later than that, I'll just, it's not that I fall asleep, I just can't function.
Yeah, no, I hear it. I hear you. So it's that age thing. It's what it is.
Could be. Some folks still pull all-nighter at my age, though.
But they only usually do it when they're drinking. There's not, like, old people chilling out reading books until 4 o'clock in the morning.
You don't know what old people do.
I'm telling you, it's not a thing.
I think
the only time they do the all-nighter is just because they're out at the bar getting shit-faced.
So you think if you're old, you got to go to a rave to stay up all night. I hear you. You don't think there's anyone snuggled up to the fireplace with their Kindle just pulling an all-nighter?
No, I don't. I don't think that's a thing.
It's messed up.
I don't, especially not someone who's like 35, 40.
Long day at work, just come home and pull an all-nighter reading books.
Right. I don't think that's happening.
Get up and do it all tomorrow. I'll be honest, the idea of being up all night doesn't even sound good to me.
Well, I guess it depends on if I got to sleep all the day before.
Like, I don't even want to stay up and do anything for that long.
Or if I have the day off. Well, I mean, I get that, but I'm not getting on to play games or anything until later, so I really don't have a choice.
But if you're off the whole next day, you could just play the next day.
No, not at our age. Again, we do most of the time there's stuff to do. That's why you have a day off the next day.
Or if you just don't do it.
Well, that's an option, too.
I mean, I think sometimes you've got a priority.
Well, yeah, but here's the problem is that then that catches up to you, too.
So yesterday when I got home from work, I had a laundry list of things I needed to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And at the top of that list was to play Astrobot on my PS4, so I did that. Instead of, like, laundry, figuring out dinner, little work I needed to do.
Well, I was off all day yesterday, but I did work on the house. I'm putting up baseboard and trim molding, so.
I didn't do any of that, but I did beat Astrobot. And I love Astrobot. If you have VR, you should play Astrobot. It's probably the best VR game I've ever played. I really like Firewall. I really liked, what's the other one with the gun? Farpoint.
Superhot?
Farpoint. Yeah, Superhot was fun too. I really liked Robinson the Journey. I've had a ton of good experiences in VR, but I'm telling you, Astrobot, by far, that thing is incredible. It's just super well. Like, if you told me Nintendo made that for Sony, I would believe it. That's the kind of platformer it is.
I guess I'll have to check it out. I still haven't pulled my VR out, even though I keep saying I need to. I haven't.
I'm all in. I'm back in it. And then I played, after I finished Astrobot, and I want to go for the Platinum, but there's some challenge stuff that I'm like, I don't know if I'm capable of getting that. I only have four trophies left, and they're all tied around the challenge missions, but they're hard. To be like all the bosses without taking any damage, and you have to speed run certain levels.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm capable of doing it. So I decided to jump into Better Together, which is a VR game that I've had for quite a while. I picked it up for a couple bucks on sale. And let me just tell you, all VR games are not created equally.
That one not good?
It's not good. It was a hard transition from how good Astrobot is to that. I should have played that first.
Gotcha.
Because if I had played that first, I'd be like, this is not bad. This is neat. It's a fun gimmick. It's unique. But going from one to the other, and it's a puzzle platformer, Better Together is, and going from one to the other was jarring. Because it is not nearly as good as Astrobot. And that's not a fair comparison, because Astrobot, like I said, is by far the best platformer I've played.
Right.
Moss was excellent, but there's just something about Astrobot. It really feels like a Nintendo game.
But you know you love.
It's just really, really good. And I played, when I wasn't playing it, I was thinking about playing it. I think I'm going to try to beat Better Together. I'm going to stay on the VR train. I picked up the From Software, Deracine.
You picked up Deracine? Okay. It's not it.
I picked that up. Available exclusively at GameStop if you want the physical edition for anybody out there.
I think you said that last
week. That's stupid.
Because you were looking for it.
Yeah, it's stupid.
You can only buy it digital or at GameStop.
Yeah, I don't like that. I have that. I have the Invisible Hours I still want to play. And I've got like 40 things downloaded that I want to play. Not to mention I want to get back to Firewall whenever anyone gets that. So, VR heavy.
Which I may try to do. I may try to get Firewall. I'm not sure yet. I spent a lot of money this week on getting stuff for the house. So,
yeah.
My fundage is a little bit limited.
That house stuff adds up quick.
Yeah, it does.
It's like, let me go spend $20, get this one thing. You can't walk in a home improvement store without spending $100.
Right. It's true.
It's bad. Now I played some Rocket League. I have now reached level 110 in Rocket Pass. That's all the keys. So everything from here on out is just extra stuff.
So no more keys for you.
So as far as I'm concerned, I have completed the Rocket Pass. And that's exciting because now everything else is just extra.
Yeah, I got a ways to go and I don't know that I'm going to hit it.
Yeah. Rocket League World Championships are going.
They are. The
Championship Series World Championship is going in Nevada. I watched a little bit of that yesterday.
So did I. And on a side note, related to that, actually, fuck you, Cyanus, because you haven't given me shit.
I did get a reward yesterday. And also, I think if you log in, I think you'll get that college reward that was glitched because I got mine yesterday.
Ooh. Yeah, because I'm still missing one.
Yeah, so it same thing happened to me that night, but I got on yesterday and I got the RLCS one, and then it ended. I didn't get another reward. I backed out, I reloaded it, and it gave me a college one.
Hmm.
But it didn't tell me I received two, so it has to be that glitched out one, and I got some pretty gangster wheels. They're awesome. Cool. They're painted pink.
Yeah, I didn't win anything yesterday.
It's pretty good.
A little upset.
So what have you been checking out?
Well, like I said, I've had a busy week of working on the house and went to a concert with my wife on Friday.
More Luke Bryan?
But, no, more Luke Bryan. We went and saw Shooter Jennings.
That's the same kind of vein.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Nope. No, we won't be friends anymore. This is our last podcast just because you said that. Yeah. This is our last podcast.
Luke Bryan converted you. That's fine.
I'm off. Now, I've been listening to Shooter Jennings for years. And I'm a fan of his father. So, but him, and then with them was Joshua Morningstar and Uncle Ben's Remedy. Both very good. Very good outlaw style. music, country music, not the crap that you hear on the radio today. And it is crap. I stand by that statement. Anybody who doesn't like it, tough luck. Sorry for you. You don't recognize truth when it punches you in the face. So we did that and the house stuff. But I played some Rocket League as well. And a little bit more Red Dead. I still you're pretty much cashed out of Red Dead, aren't you? Until online comes back.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I might jump in there. I would tell you that where I sit right now, I'd rather play VR than Red Dead.
Yeah, not me. I'm all about Red Dead right now. I just don't have the time to play it that I want to. But I am thinking about it. Like, ooh, I want to go play Red Dead. I like just being in that world. I'm not, you know, raging to get through the story. I like just wandering around, running to different people, talking to different people, doing different things. It's just a really beautiful, fun, neat world to be in. And it really does help me to escape. So I like the slow pace of it. I like that it's a little more, you know, just kind of a chilled out game. And so, yeah, that's really about all I've played.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is for me. I really... When I get in Red Dead, I'm like, this game is marvelous. It's you can tell the amount of work that went into it. I think it's all well made.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. When I look at doing all of that stuff versus playing other things, I think I just would rather play other things.
Hey, that's fair. I can definitely see how this isn't necessarily a game for everybody, and I can see how it could, I guess, get boring for people.
Maybe? I haven't even done enough for, not done enough for it to be boring or exciting or overwhelming or underwhelming. Like, I haven't done enough for any kind of feelings.
Right.
It's just when I get in, I'm like, I could play Red Dead and see if I could do one mission or I could beat a VR game.
Yeah.
And
I guess I see that, but.
And I think that for me, I don't know. It just feels like the older I get, the more I can experience those small pocket-sized experiences that I can actually play it, because I'll never beat Red Dead even if I play it every day.
Well, to be fair, you probably wouldn't have to start with, would you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I won't beat it no matter what. So I could probably beat 5 games in the time that I would play that and never complete it.
All right, and that's the one thing, probably one complaint I might have about Red Dead, and I'm not sure it's a valid complaint. But the game is so big that even if you do complete the game, there's still so much to do. And I don't know that I have the time to then go in and fill in the gaps in that sandbox.
Dude, people are telling me they're 60 hours in and haven't completed it yet. Like, I can't do that. Right. And then I read that if you just play the main story, you do progress side missions that you can never get back.
Right.
So I'm going to be punished for mainlining it, which is fair. I mean, I get that. I understand why it's that way. But I'm going to break the game if I try to just straight line it, and I won't have any of these side quests that are apparently pretty amazing.
Well, yeah, part of it's my fault, too. I'm not going to lie, because there are times when I go in and I play, and I literally play poker for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. A lot of people just playing poker.
Or I will go... The other night, I fished for 1.5 hours. Just fishing.
That all sounds fine to me. It's just something about it. When I get in there, I'm like, eh. I just want to do something else.
I will say this. I think the story might be progressing a bit slowly. Because right now, and I'm probably still fairly early in, I would assume. Even though I've played it a lot, I'm probably fairly early in this story. Right now, it's like, oh, this guy doesn't like you, and they don't like Dutch, and they want you to help get Dutch. And you say no, or, you know, spin it around on them somehow, fuck them over. And that's pretty much what the story is right now. And that part of the story isn't really exciting to me.
Right.
I'm more interested in more about... I'm curious what happens with Arthur, because I really, really like Arthur. But I feel like he can't figure out where he stands in the world, and I wonder where that's going to lead him.
I think it's there seems to be, in the short time I played, a very big disconnect in how the world wants you to be versus how I was trying to play the character. Mm-hmm. So I could see that being a thing, but I mean, I'm not going to say I'm done with the story. I do think I'll play it a lot more once multiplayer comes out. I don't know. You know, I go through phases where I'm really into playing VR games, and I think I'm just in Astrobot just put me in one of those, and I'll probably be in that until I play something that's super shitty. And then I'll check out and maybe go back to Red Dead.
Pick up Fallout.
I mean, I plan to get Fallout 76, but I'm hearing a lot of really mixed things about that game.
Yeah. I'm hearing more bad things than I am good.
It's concerning because I had planned to get that game.
Yeah, I think I've held off of it. I'm at a different point in my life now where I know just a few months ago, I was like, oh, it's about getting everything. We've talked about how, you know, you don't want to miss out. You want to get FOMO. Everything now. FOMO. Right. I feel like I'm kind of past that. I'm feeling like our good friend Hoffenshow is like the king of being able to pick up a game and not buy anything else for years.
It misses out on everything, and he's fine.
And he's fine. He's fine. It doesn't bother him at all. So I think I'm probably not to his extent because
he's exclusively free to play.
Well, that's not true. He picked up Red Dead. I feel like I can have a lot of time to play with Red Dead. There's the next thing I'm really excited for to come out. There's two things would be the Division 2 and Anthem, more the Division 2 than Anthem, but I am a little excited for Anthem. Those are 5 months away. 4 months away. Whatever it is. I got time. You know? Oh, Borderlands VR does come out. I'm excited for that,
too. That's December, right?
That's December. Yep. I am excited for that one. That one might get me back in, because I think that's going to be a lot of fun in VR. It sucks. The only thing that sucks is that you can't play with other people in it, but it's still, I think, going to be fun. I don't really have any of that. Nothing's really coming out that I feel like I have to have.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I still want to get Fallout 76. There's a couple of smaller things. I ordered Tetris Effect.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. It's weird because it came out on the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got on my Best Buy app to shoot over there and pick it up, and I wanted to see if it was in stock, and they're like, you can pre-order this. And I'm like, well, that's weird because it's already out.
This is only available digital.
Maybe. I don't know. And so I clicked on it, and it said, if you pre-order now, you get a special gift. And I was like, okay. So I pre-ordered it, and whatever it is in the special gift will be here on the 15th. So
awesome.
It says digital, special digital gift. So I don't really know.
So you'll get.
But the reviews are coming in for Tetris Effect, and it's apparently, if you like Tetris, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's apparently great if you like Tetris.
Besides original Tetris, this is the best version of Tetris. Now, if you've listened to this show for a long time, you know that I enjoy Tetris, but I'm absolutely terrible at it. So, looking forward to getting my ass whipped because it's got weekly events and stuff against other people. So, looking real forward to that. It's just like a Lumines, except for Tetris. So, very stimulating,
right?
And it does have a VR mode. The whole game is playable in VR, in or out of VR. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited for it, but I'll get absolutely demolished. So, if you know me and you're like, let's get down, there's no reason for that. You'll just beat me. We don't need to do that. Let's let me get beat by people I don't know
enough.
I feel better about me. Before we jump into the show, and we're already in it, but you know what I mean. The meat and potatoes. I've got a couple people email me about Black Friday stuff. We'll cover it as always next week. We always wait till the last possible show to cover it. Because some ads are out, some are partially out.
Some are out, but it's pre-Black Friday deals that are going on now.
Right.
And
we'll just wait. I haven't seen anything that's mind-blowing that I feel like anybody has to know about right now. But we'll cover that next week. That's probably all next week's show will be, is just a lot of talk about VR shit. A lot of talk about Black Friday and what we might get, what we might not get, what we think is a good deal, and just a traditional Black Friday show for anybody who's been around.
Yeah. Anybody who's been around for any amount of time.
Anyone who's a true supporter. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not going.
If this is your first time here, welcome, you asshole. It could have been supporting us this whole time. This show posts every Monday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Podcast services around the world. And we don't tell you enough, but you can also listen on Dash Radio, which is a fun way to listen to us because it's like we're on the radio. Just jump in the car, turn the radio on, bam, there we are. We're invading your drive on a radio station. We're on the multiplayer channel over there. We'll try to tweet out some times. We'll try to do that sometime soon. But yeah, you can check us out over there. If you want to support the show, patreon.com/GameStitch. You can do that. You can support us. We have tiers starting at $1 going all the way up to super expensive. Do whatever you feel like is necessary. If you can spare even $1, that helps this show grow. It's like Viagra for podcast. So, yeah.
Ooh.
That's how I would describe Patreon.
Viagra for podcast.
If you can't support us financially, tell your friends, families, coworkers, and your dentist about us. When they have your hands in your mouth and they insist on asking you questions, you just tell them about the show. Never fails.
Yeah, I can get, yeah.
Never
I can
fails. My doctor goes four fingers deep and then asks me how it works going.
Yeah. Maybe when you're right in the middle of a colonoscopy, whoa, just let your doc know. Hey.
Do you stay awake by for the those? Way,
I don't know. Some of them. Yeah. I guess it's more than not the colonoscopy. I guess more the prostate.
Yeah, I think you go to sleep when they put the butt funnel in and turn on the vacuum.
I don't know. I've never had one.
I just sort of know how it works.
I have no idea how it works. But I do think it's a prostate exam, not a colon.
You definitely stay awake for those. I think it's against the law if you don't, for the prostate exam. They shouldn't do that while you're sleeping.
Yeah. For some reason, they're trying. Right.
That's what this show's about, folks. Medical research, medical fun facts. We're pretty much doctors.
Yeah. More or less. Yep. I did sleep in a Holiday Inn Express last night, so.
That's not true. That's not even true. That's a lie.
I know. Neither's me being a doctor, so why not just go with it?
Xbox had their event. Oh, yeah.
You're not a doctor. Let's stop with that. Don't try to lead into that. Like,
I'm a doctor.
I see what you did there.
Xbox You're had not their a doctor. Event. I don't. It was X018.
Yeah, X18, X018.
I don't like whatever this is called.
X0. XD18, I don't know.
I don't like how they say it. I don't like the way they position it. I know it's a callback from their old thing. I don't like the name then either.
XO18
does sound like a military project though.
It does. It sounds like the new Terminator.
What if it's the next system is the XO? XOXO. The XO. Hugs and kisses.
That's probably
They had their big event in Mexico City to promote all things Xbox One. The event showed off all kinds of shit. And we're going to cover a few of those things, starting with Dan's favorite game ever, Crackdown.
Is it?
Definitely not. I do remember you enjoying Crackdown, though.
Crackdown, yeah. I enjoyed. I enjoyed Crackdown. Crackdown 2 was a steaming pile of garbage. Crackdown 3 I was kind of excited when I first heard the announcement.
Back in 2012.
And that was like 87 years ago. So, it is. Wrecking Zone looks cool. Wrecking Zone does look cool, which is the multiplayer aspect, 5v5, completely and fully destructible environments, everything. So that part looks kind of cool, but I don't know. I mean, it's neat, I guess. I'm not super excited for it. I'll probably get it.
It finally got a release date, February 15th of next year. They also showed off the Wrecking Zone mode Dan's talking about, and they announced that Crackdown, the original Crackdown, is free through November 30th, starting now. So if you want to get back cracking, if you want to crack back, that's what I should have said. That would have been better, huh? If you want to crack back, yeah.
You want to crack back?
Then do it now. Well, till the 30th. You could crack back for the whole month, basically.
I see what you did there.
Some DLC coming for the Forza Horizon. Fortune Island.
Fortune looks cool. Island. Yeah. The Northern British Isles. It's also going to introduce a new set of cars. So.
Game Pass is adding a bunch more games. 16 to be exact. And some of those big titles include PUBG, which I think is massive. Like, I'm pretty jazzed up about that, if we're being real.
Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice, which
I'm
is
super
a
excited
good game.
For that. I wanted to play that game. I just never wanted to buy it.
Yeah, well now you can. And then, I still have it. I never did finish it.
Bringing Ori and the Blind Forest, which I loved.
I didn't play that. And I never wanted to pay for it. I'm in the same boat as Hellblade, as you are with Hellblade.
I think you'll like it.
So.
And there are a bunch of other indie titles coming.
We'll see.
But yeah, those are the standouts as far as I'm concerned.
And Ori and the Will of the Wisp is also going to be coming to Game Pass day and date.
That's the sequel, and I'm jazzed up about that too.
So.
I bet you are. I never finished Ori, also, but it was a good time that I spent with it.
It looks good. I really like the art style, so I'm going to be excited. I'm kind of a little excited to get into that now that it's free. Game Pass also has its own dedicated app, which can help players discover new games and set them to download from wherever
they are. That's needed and cool.
So. Mm-hmm. It's definitely necessary.
Probably the biggest announcement, or announcements of the show, yeah, they bought
tear,
some
huh?
more shit. This time, they bought, InXile, the studio behind Wasteland and Bard's Tale. That's, yeah, that is what it is. Sure, that's fine.
This next one, though.
It was floating around the internet, but it turns out it's true. They bought Obsidian, developer behind the Old Republic and Fallout New Vegas.
Obsidian Entertainment. Let me tell you something. I think Microsoft is really gearing up for this.
I mean, they're stacking up studios like I do cake.
Right.
I was going to say Fat Kids, but I didn't want to be harming to anyone out there.
Well, we know.
But I didn't alienate anyone but myself. That's for you, fans.
That was well done.
The fam.
That was well done.
Marshall 205 doesn't like when you say the fam.
Hold on, I got yelled at.
He doesn't like when you say the fam, so I'm doing it for you.
No, he doesn't.
That's huge. That's a huge acquisition for Microsoft, and I think you're right, because none of these developers can come in and get rolling on anything for this generation.
Now, no, but watch out for whatever XOXO.
Watch out for the hugs and kisses.
Watch out for hugs and kisses, because yeah, it's common. They're going to have some serious, they're really looking to, I think, not waste the next generation like they did this generation.
I agree. They're making a lot of smart moves. Sony better get it together. Of course, you can change your name if you want to lose everything you've worked for the last 10 years. So, yeah.
Don't forget.
It's pretty much an even race at this point. State of Decay 2 is getting some free DLC very soon. Sea of Thieves is getting a PvP arena, which sounds like something I never want to be a part of. That's a thing that's come. I'm glad I spent some time on that. Or maybe, you know what? Maybe the assholes that want to kill people will go over there.
Maybe. Probably not. That's
Devil
what's
May
supposed
Cry
to happen. They're not going to want
Void
that.
Mode is coming. It lets demon hunters test their skills or try out new moves in a simulated environment.
It's kind of like a training mode, I guess.
It doesn't do anything for me, but neither does Devil May Cry, so.
Right.
Final Fantasy 13 trilogy is now backwards compatible. We got a new Kingdom Hearts trailer, which looks real Kingdom Hearty. I wish I loved those games. Yeah.
The Kingdom Hearts movie games. Yeah.
Man, the people that love them really love them.
Yeah. Well, I love other things that same way.
So. Several games getting keyboard support, including Fortnite on Xbox. Sounds like a disaster. There's DLC coming for Tomb Raider that's going to add a co-op mode. Whoa, I punched the desk that my mic is on. Fit of Rage, man, got excited about that Tomb Raider co-op.
Tomb Raider?
The DLC can be played solo or in its entirety with a friend. So that's interesting. It's not on this list, but it's interesting.
Yeah, well, sorry. I'm overshadowed the Tomb Raider. I thought I discussed
you did, but
that.
What about if we could shadow together?
No,
hurtful.
Our play styles are too different. It would never.
Yeah, you could hide in the shadows while I ran out there and died. That doesn't sound fun.
No, not at all. That takes the whole idea of co-op out of it because you just die all the time. It might as well.
Yeah,
just
but I'll be there to draw fire.
No.
Bullet fodder.
No.
Metro Exodus is getting a big fat ass collector's edition that's $235.
Spartan collector's edition.
If you're a big Metro fan or if you just have more money than sense. Either one. I'll allow both.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard all the Metro games.
Yeah, people
are really
like them
good,
a lot. Like I said, if you're a big fan. I don't have a problem with anyone buying collector's editions. $235 is pricey, and it's also random as hell. Throw in a pack of trading cards and make that
thing. It's an odd number, yeah.
Or just eat the $35 and make it $200. $235 is a weird price.
Yeah, maybe $225. I could do $225. That's halfway in between $200 and $250. I could do that. But $235 is a lot. Well, at least it's not like $237.49. Yeah. That'd be really
And some of that official gear on their site looks pretty good. You look like a big nerd wearing it, but I like it. That Xbox
shirt?
Yeah,
it does look good. The one with the orange sleeves? No, that's the Forza.
I like the Xbox
shirt.
One and then that black and white Fallout one. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's because you can't see it.
But you might be able to at some point.
Maybe. Maybe we're testing something. Maybe we're not. Stop trying to figure it out. There was a lot more announcements. Those are just some of the ones we thought that maybe you cared about or we cared about. It was a good show. I think for year one of the reboot of the X018, I think it was a good start. I hope that they go the Sony route on years that they don't have anything. They just don't do it based off the last X many years of not doing it. I'm sure that's right. The case. People got to stop freaking out about shows being canceled when there's nothing to show. This BlizzCon right now that just happened is a great example of we shouldn't have done a show. Now, I won't condone what the internet's doing about this Diablo Mobile thing, and I hadn't planned to talk about it, but I won't condone what the internet's doing. But also, you have to know that you can't close a show out with that.
Yeah, I mean, that
would have been Microsoft closing out the show with Gears of War Mobile, the pop, Gears of War pop mobile.
Yeah, it was, over the years, you've laid too much of an expectation, and you have to carry, unfortunately, now you have kind of have a responsibility to carry through on that, and if you try to pop out your Diablo Mobile game as your huge showstopper, you're gonna fuck yourself over.
And I think I keep reading things that Diablo 4 was supposed to be shown off there, but it just wasn't ready. And that's fine. You have to pivot though.
Right. You have to be
like, you had to have a plan B, and the mobile game should not have been it. It's not made by you. It's made by a Chinese developer, by a lot of accounts, as a reskin of a Diablo clone they had already made for phones. And I don't have a problem with that. And it's not what I'm saying. I don't have a problem with the game itself. I have a problem with that being your
showstopper, so to speak.
Right. And so did a lot of other fans. Now, I don't agree with the people ask, is this just an early April Fool joke? Don't be a dick.
No, it's not.
A lot of people spend a lot of time on this, no matter what you think of it. And they will make Diablo 4, so you can calm down. But I understand that people were disappointed. And some people paid a lot of money to go there, and they told people there'd be a Diablo announcement. And yes, they're 100% there was a Diablo announcement, but they know that that's not what everyone thought.
Right.
They did try to get in front of it with a blog post, but it didn't matter. People were already had plans to go and were expecting Diablo 4. So it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I don't like the toxicity of the internet, but
yeah, I mean,
this is what happens if you don't have stuff to show and you try to still
do it. To be fair, Blizzard didn't tell any lies.
No, and they tried to.
And they did try to get in front of it. Calm down the expectations,
but it didn't matter.
Yeah, which, I mean, I don't know that. I don't know that Blizzard takes responsibility for it. It has to take responsibility for that. They gave out all the information. If people didn't see it, that's on people.
But you could do the con without a keynote.
I agree with that. I agree with that part. You know,
that show is so much more than just the keynote. They could have still done the show.
I agree with that.
And I won't lie that I was slightly disappointed when Sony said, we're not going to do PlayStation Experience this year. But then when they said it's because we don't have anything to show, I'm like, oh, I get that.
Right. It does make perfect sense.
It'd be weird for you to do a show with nothing.
But let's say Blizzard decides not to do this. Blizzard has, in many ways, a lot more of a, I guess, dedicated fan base than Sony.
But they still could have done everything but the key. And I think also people are raged by the fact this is the first year they charged to watch it. You had to buy digital tickets to watch the show.
Yeah, that was probably a shitty move.
Yeah, to not announce the thing that you wanted to see.
I mean, at the end of the day,
what if you just put up a logo at the end? That would have been better than what they did.
We as gamers have to take some responsibility for our expectations.
Oh, I don't disagree one bit, but if they could have just done a logo at the end, would have calmed everyone down.
Would it, though? I don't think it would have. I think too many people went in there with the expectation that they were going to see Diablo 4. When they didn't see Diablo 4, they were going to lose
their
mind.
They open with that
regardless.
Mobile game. They go through the whole presentation like normal, and then at the end, they show fiery demon head or something like that, and then it just flashes the logo and cuts off. And people would have been like, oh my god, it's back, even though you know they're working on it.
Maybe. I don't know. We don't know because it's an alternate universe there, that we're not in. So
I took a job there. I know.
You took a job there. Yeah, sure you did.
For Blizzard. After they had some openings after that BlizzCon.
All right. After that little bit of good news, we have a little bit of bad news. Not that that was necessarily good news, but
yeah, I don't think that was good news. But
we have some worse news. Strategy guide publisher Prima Games is shutting down. This is big.
I mean, it's long time been a staple of what video games are.
Right. They have been involved in pretty much every. If you have ever bought a strategy guide in the last 30 years, it was developed by Prima. And they're not doing those anymore. You're not going to be able to get, well, at least from them, you're not going to be able to get the paper guides, the book strategy guides. Which, does that mean no more collector's edition guides? All that stuff? Probably.
Yeah, probably.
So this is big news. This is big news. I mean, what's GameStop going to give you 20% off of now?
I mean, how long until we read the same story about GameStop?
Well, yeah, that's true.
So, Prima Games has not too much. You can still pre-order any guides for upcoming games that are already listed. But a representative for Prima told GameIndustry.biz that the company will not commission any new strategy guides and will discontinue all printing in spring of 2019.
Crazy.
And nobody knows what will happen with the employees. Prima Games was founded in 1999 becoming the first company to print guides for Nintendo Entertainment System games. In 2015, it merged with its biggest competitor, Brady Games.
It was founded in 1990.
That's what I said.
You said 99.
I don't know. Somebody check us on that. Let us know. It merged with the biggest competitor, Brady Games, after parent company Penguin Group bought Brady Games' parent company, Random House. So, I mean, that probably does it for strategy guides.
Yeah, they're probably over.
It's probably it. And I don't know how you feel about strategy guides. They were a time and a place for me. I don't buy them anymore, but I did enjoy them. I'm sure the internet and YouTube has all but killed that business.
Well, yeah. I mean, without a doubt. Unless you were into... Like when I bought the Mass Effect games, I bought the Mass Effect Collector's Edition game and guide. It was more about having it than actually using it.
Right.
And that's kind of going away. Oh, there it is. Founded 1990.
I said 1990.
You said 1999.
I think I said 1990. I mean, the story I'm reading says 1990.
You maybe didn't mean to, but you did.
Maybe. What if you heard it wrong? How is that not even an option?
How is it not even an option that you would have heard it wrong? You said 99.
How is that not even an option, though? How is there no option? Now, maybe I misspoke, but how is there no option that you misheard it?
Because I didn't mishear it.
Seems like someone's being a little unfair. I mean, I have the possibility for a mistake, but I mean, sounds like...
It's more than a possibility, my friend.
What if I just said 1990 and you were...
At this point, it's a foregone conclusion.
You corrected me like 30 seconds later, which means who knows what you were even doing.
I went back to... Because I was going back to fact check. I was looking through and I was like, wait a minute. Didn't it was earlier than that. And then I saw 1990.
We'll see. I mean, I edit the podcast.
So maybe you just say 1990 weird.
Yeah, my 1990.
I'm pretty sure you said 1999.
I edit the show. It's going to be fine.
Right. Now you're going to change it and I'm going to be wrong. Fuck you.
I'll be like, it'll be like, they were founded 1990. I want to make it real obvious.
Like they do Fortnite on TV when they cover up swear words.
Yeah. I want it to be like that or someone totally different saying it.
You stupid heavens to Betsy.
Some of those are... They're pretty creative.
I would love to be the guy who has to do that.
You just get a list of what they say, you watch the clip, and then figure out what you can try to fit
right
in the mouth.
What works in there?
You asparagus face?
Yeah.
Fortnite broke the internet again.
Yep.
Its concurrent player count was a staggering 8.3 million.
Jesus Christ.
That's nuts.
It's crazy.
Like nuts, nuts, nuts. It's an astonishing achievement, especially when you consider that the game hit an all-time high of 3.4 million concurrent players, and it caused serious server problems. So it seems like they've fixed that. Following the rollout of Fortnite's Korea-only challenges this week, that's when the milestone was hit. I don't know. Every time I think it's slowing down,
something like this comes out.
The massive powerhouse that Fortnite is just revs up its engine.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Poor old PUBG's adding in Suicide Squad stuff to try to help over there. Get Suicide, you can get Harley Quinn or Joker skins. The least most iconic Joker skin out there, probably.
Probably.
The Suicide Squad one.
Right, who doesn't love the Suicide Squad?
Apparently, everyone playing Fortnite.
Yes.
That game is... You know, there are some things where you can like predict and you're like, yeah, I always could have seen that happening.
This is not one of those.
You look back at the development of Fortnite, that game was in what people call development hell.
Yeah.
People played that game like 10 years ago for Fortnite proper, Save the World as you know it.
Right.
And everyone's like, yeah, it's fun, but it's kind of forgetful. And then it comes out and everyone's like, oh yeah, it's kind of neat. And then they just jump on this Battle Royale train, and they have changed the landscape of video games.
Well, to be fair, they were probably, as far as major games, they were probably the second or third to jump on it. So, in a certain extent, well, they were part of the forefront. They very quickly became the forefront.
Yeah, they changed the game.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. And not to take anything away from Fortnite, I think Fortnite runs magnificently. I love the way that they change their maps instead of introducing new maps.
Mm-hmm.
I think Fortnite is smart. I think the Epic went all in. And I think that also has led to the success of Fortnite. I mean, they shut down Paragon not because it was not successful, but because they needed to focus on Fortnite.
Yeah.
You know, they went all in and it's paid off, but it's odd. I keep waiting for it to die.
To go away?
Or to calm down. Like, right. I keep waiting for it to calm down.
And it doesn't. Or it hasn't yet. I'm tired of seeing, I'm sure it will,
80-year-olds on the news flossing. I keep waiting for that to stop.
And it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Everybody loves them for Fortnite Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Except for this guy. I don't play it. I'm not into it.
I don't either, but I did promise Howard that I would play some Save the World because he has a mission he can't do unless he's got a friend in there with him.
No, and that's a Save the World?
Yes. He needs some V-Bucks.
Oh, gotcha.
He gets 100 V-Bucks. Did you see they have officially licensed NFL gear now in Fortnite?
Yes. Yes, they do.
He's playing as Tony Romo the other night when I was talking to him.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what a mess.
Oh.
Everybody's on that old Fortnite.
Yeah, what do those even have to do with each other, really?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Like, when they did the Thanos tie-in, I kind of get that because, you know, world ending, save the world, that kind of thing. At least that has, like, a very loose thread to connect it. This is very clearly a fucking money grab.
Well, that's what it has to do with each other, is Fortnite wants to make all the money it can, and so does the NFL.
Yeah, greedy bastards.
This isn't on the news, but, man, Quiet Man, that game sucks.
Does it?
You seen that? Yeah, apparently. Like, everybody's saying this is the worst game ever made.
Hmm.
And that sucks, because I was excited to play it.
Me too. That's one where you play as the deaf guy trying to solve a murder?
Yeah, it's apparently highly insensitive, sort of racist, and a bad overall experience.
Huh.
Like, bad, 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 bad.
Hmm.
Just wanted to talk. Forgot to tell you that the other night.
I wanted to try it.
Yeah, I think you probably should wait.
Apparently. Well, I don't know. That's the kind of stuff I do, isn't it? Play the games that suck.
Yeah, but this seems to be totally... This seems to not be a good situation. I mean, I don't know. Pick it up. Stream it if you do. Sony got out there on the DL and released a quieter PlayStation Pro.
Yeah, didn't tell anybody. It's still louder than the Xbox One X.
What a weird thing to compare, huh?
What?
Like my system's louder than yours.
Yeah.
Mine's like a freight train when I was installing Red Dead. I don't have one of the quiet ones.
Yeah, I don't. I don't have a Pro, but mine was loud too.
Yeah. I don't know. Digital Foundry got out there and measured a 2 or 3 decibel reduction.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I don't know. Sure.
Well, the reason this is on here is because, to me, this lines up along with frame rate and all that. I like a good game experience. I don't care about that stuff. But that's one of the things that you're constantly hearing about. It's not running full 60 FPS, blah, blah, blah. This lines up along with that. So that's why I put this in here, because, you know what? This is that dumb frame rate per second news too.
If you want one of these new super quiet PS4 Pros, you'll be looking for serial number CUH7100 printed on their packaging. In the UK, Digital Foundry believes you'll be looking for CUH7200s, which began shipping with Red Dead Redemption 2.
So they're quieter.
I wish they made a louder one.
Why?
That way, yeah. I know it's running. I want it to sound like a generator.
You want to make it? Yeah, I want to know what's on. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
I don't want to accidentally not know that that thing's running.
Oh, I didn't know it was on. You're not going to have that problem.
Right. I don't want a Tesla. I want a diesel.
Because it runs like a fucking... Yeah, it
sounds
like
a... When I was installing Red Dead, it was like...
I want it to sound... Like, I want it to
melting the disc in there.
I want it to sound like an 18-wheeler downshifting.
Yeah, the hitting the old Jake brake. The old air brake. That's what mine sounded like when I was trying to get that Red Dead going.
Oh, you lucky bastard. Not mine.
I'll tell you, I got the external hard drive. I don't know why I waited. So I don't know why I fought that so hard.
Mm-hmm. Is it making life easier?
Oh, yeah. No worries. Just an extra 4 terabytes chilling over there.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that, man.
It's 4 terabytes hanging out. Tried to download something last night. It's like, oh, you don't have enough room. And I click change the external. It's like, cool. Anything else?
Yep. Isn't it nice?
I was like, yeah, it's super nice. Payday 2's secret ending unlocked 5 years after release. Shout out to a lot of people able to keep their mouth shut.
Yeah. Everybody who worked on Payday 2, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a whole rigmarole that you have to go through. It apparently involves deciphering runes. And then you get... there's all kinds of stuff to do. But apparently, there's a secret ending that is 7 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
That connects... That unveils a supernatural connection between the character Bane and the President of the United States.
Dude, it is so unbelievably complicated.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it? You got
to
hit
Here's
these.
Here's what I like, though. Listen to this story.
Sure.
Rock, Paper, Shotgun reports that YouTuber General McBadass. That's how it opens.
Yeah, I know.
He has posted a video showing players how to unlock the finale. I just love that Rock, Paper, Shotgun reports that YouTuber General McBadass.
So this what's cool about this is this kind of, it goes back to kind of what I said in the beginning of this podcast when I was talking about, I just don't have the time to play these games. I'm afraid I kind of have to stick on one. There's constantly new things to discover in all these games. And that kind of lends a little bit of credence to me wanting to just stay on one for a little bit instead of constantly swapping around,
right,
and having to always have the new thing. There's so much out there that we miss that we don't think about, and this one was missed for 5 years.
Yeah. Payday released August 13th, 2013.
Yeah,
and this is a story we're talking about right now in 2018.
Right.
Pretty incredible. Hats off to General McBadass.
I never played Payday 2, and I kind of wanted to, but I never did.
I played the first one a couple times. I was bad at it.
I remember.
Yeah, I wasn't good at it.
I remember hearing about it, yes. I believe it was you and...
Me and Matt, and I don't know...
Yeah.
I don't remember what I did to go so wrong, but I do remember it going so wrong.
Yeah, and it was your fault.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I remember that.
I think it's like a... Don't panic anybody. And I walked in and accidentally pulled my gun out and shot the ceiling.
It could be something like, yeah.
Yeah, that seems like something I would do. That's why I don't play shooters. That's it for the news.
That's it.
There's a story not on here that I was going to pull for you, but I had some computer difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
The Life is Strange comic is going to continue the story.
Oh, yeah.
Chloe and Max.
Of Chloe and Max.
Yeah.
Comes out next week, as a matter of fact. The 15th, I think it released.
Are you going to get into that?
I don't know.
Oh, really? I thought you'd be all in.
Well, the thing is I'm not sure I care what happens to them later on. I think I know their story. I think I've gotten what I need out of their story. And it was a great story. It was a phenomenal story. I might pick them up. I don't know. I might read them digitally. My problem is I don't want my memory of that story to be tainted at all.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
And I'm a little wary that these are just going to be a fan service thing instead of have an actual story to tell.
Yeah, that makes sense. So
I'm a little leery. I'll probably wait for some reviews and then maybe check them out. But I got to wait just because I like those games. I like those stories that they tell so much that I don't want them to. I don't need the fan service.
I thought you might be interested in just buying them to have them.
That's a possibility, too. The problem is if I buy them, I will read them.
Right.
Which is why I need to wait and see. You know, it's just going to be some lame story that is, what, now they have jobs and finally decide they love each other. Well, that's great, but you kind of saw that coming, and that's not a life estrange expansion.
They're working at Costco. You know
what I mean? Yeah, right. One's at a coffee shop and one's at Costco and is trying to become a graphic artist. You know,
I'd read that.
Well, you would, but you're not invested in the Life of Strange universe like me.
Yeah, I just saw it. I thought of you. I was wondering where you stand on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a, if done properly, it's not a bad idea. But I'm afraid it won't be done properly, right. And I don't want my experience tainted.
On another side note. On Astrobot, when the shadow of Astrobot himself is cast upon the environment, his silhouette mm-hmm. looks just like Sackboy.
Really?
Somebody check me on that, but yeah, he looks just like Sackboy. There's one part where there's a statue that makes a clear shadow, and I swear it's Sackboy. It's not a conspiracy theory. That's a real thing. By the game, check it out.
How does it even work? Because they're not even shaped the same.
They kind of are. He's just a smaller version, but when it gets the shadow, it kind of elongates.
And it looks like mm-hmm. Sackboy.
You see in the images there, he's wearing the VR headset. That's only when he stops moving. When he's not moving, he has just a round head.
Ah.
And he looks very Sackboy in a shadow.
Yeah, okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, check it out. Follow us on the social medias. I am at Podcast Ryan. Dan is at Shirtless Dan, and Gerald is at Hoffman Show. Together, you can find us at @game_stitch on the Twitterverse, so you're welcome for that. Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/GameStitch, and our Twitch is twitch.tv/GameStitch. Follow us on there in case we do some stuff in the future that we might not.
By the way, I might as well note to everybody right now that we are not real good at doing anything on any of those.
That's true. That's correct. That is correct. We've thought about it, though.
We thought about it. We've even talked about it. Mm-hmm. And actually, there was a time in the past when we actually did it.
It's true, too.
Now we're, now we don't.
And I just want to close every show, including this one, by saying thank you.
To each and every one of you.
We know that there are lots of options for your ear holes out there, and that, you know, it means a lot to us that you selected us to penetrate those, and we don't take it lightly. You see that picture with the number one on it?
No.
It's gone now.
That would be why.
You really tell his head shape is the same as Sackboy. There it is again. You see that number one at the bottom left?
No. No, bottom left.
It says Astrobot nope. number one. There it is. See that head shape?
Yeah, I guess.
If you burlap
yeah,
that
now.
And you elongate yeah. him just a little bit, I'm telling you, that silhouette is Sackboy.
Okay.
Yeah, check me on that.
I'll just take your word for it.
This has been episode 304. Is that right? Or am I just saying numbers? 304.
That's right. This has been episode 1999.
Right. Or 1990 if you can't hear.
Or if you don't know how to speak.
Maybe this will be episode 1990? Question mark? That way everyone's confused.
It's got to be 199 question mark.
Yeah, 19.
Like what number goes
yeah.
here?
Yeah. I mean, I could have said it wrong. Also, you could have heard incorrectly.
I think you said it wrong.
We're pleased you could join us. remember, tell your dentist, and Dan wants you to also tell your doctor who gives you the three-finger salute.
Your colonoscopist.
I thought you just wanted the guy that did the prostate check.
Oh, just the prostate guy? I don't care. Pick one.
Okay, pick them both.
Whoever's sticking your stuff up your butt at the time.
Right when they go up, though, is when you let them know about the show that you enjoy listening to. Right. And if you could, video that for us. I would very much like to watch that. I mean, not watch it, but I think it'd be fun, you know? It got weird just then, huh? I meant video the part where you say it, not the butt part. Butt part would also be a good name for the show.
The butt part.
That's it. Thanks for being here. Only you're here, so I don't know what I mean by that. Thanks for being here, Dan.
Thanks for having me.
Good night.
Good night.